listening to the Next Step Podcast, your home as a financial tool. Part of our Home Ownership 101 series presented by Regions Next Step. Advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique financial goals.
My name is Craig Newman, and I'm a mortgage loan originator from Regions Bank in Birmingham, Alabama. In this episode, we'll be discussing the ways your home can act as a financial tool. If you currently own your home, you already know it provides shelter and stability, but you might not have considered that it can also be a financial tool. In fact, your house may have a financial value that you can tap to meet other goals. For many Americans, their home is their most valuable asset. So, let's take a closer look at what this means and how you can make use of it. To start off, let's discuss equity. Equity is the difference between what your home would be worth in a sale, its fair market value, and the amount of debt secured by your home. Usually, this is the amount you owe on your mortgage. As you make payments towards your mortgage principal over time, and the value of your home increases, your equity also increases. There are three primary ways to tap into your home equity: cash out on a first mortgage, a home equity loan or HELOAN, or a home equity line of credit or HELOC. Cash out refinance is a first mortgage. HELOANs and HELOCs are referred to as second mortgages. All of these use your home as collateral and can be used for home improvements and renovations, such as adding onto a home or installing a pool. They can also be used for debt consolidation, to buy land, assist with college expenses, and much more. Additionally, each has its own terms and requirements, so it's helpful to understand the differences. The amount you can borrow depends on a variety of factors: your income, your credit situation, and the amount of equity you have in your home. Depending on the type of loan you choose, you could receive the money in one lump sum payment or have a line of credit available to use when you need it in the future. So let's break them down a little more. A cash-out refinance means to refinance your home for more than what you owe on your current mortgage. This allows homeowners to use the extra loan amount or the amount in excess of the current mortgage as they wish. You may be able to reduce the interest paid over the life of the loan if you refinance at a lower rate and do not extend the loan term. On the other hand, you could lower monthly payments by extending the term. However, that may come at the cost of paying more interest over time. Either way, this would provide additional cash flow that can be used towards other expenses. A home equity loan, or HELOAN, is always a one-time transaction. HELOANs usually have a fixed interest rate, meaning borrowers will pay the same interest rate over the term of the loan. This makes the monthly payments consistent over time. You receive the money in one lump sum payment, and you can't borrow more without getting another loan. Compared to a HELOAN, a home equity line of credit, or HELOC, is more flexible. This is helpful if you are not sure exactly how much you need, or you don't need all of the money at once. A HELOC is a revolving credit line that you can borrow against as needed, up to your credit limit. You have a maximum amount that you can borrow, and you only have to repay what you actually take out, plus any interest or fees. Unlike HELOANs, HELOCs typically have an adjustable interest rate, which means the rate will change over time. It's important to review the repayment terms of your HELOC, as your mandatory payments could fluctuate based on those terms. So how do you make the decision on which one is best for you? You might consider a HELOC if you expect to have expenses of different amounts spread over a period of time. For example, if you know you have upcoming college expenses or medical bills, but you don't know the exact costs, a HELOC could help you meet those needs. This way, you only pay interest on the amount you actually need to borrow, rather than the full amount you were approved to borrow. Additionally, you won't make monthly payments unless you use the HELOC or your lender charges fees. You might consider a cash-out refinance or HELOAN if you have a set amount you want to borrow from your current equity and prefer a fixed rate. Additionally, an important factor when deciding between a cash-out refinance or HELOAN is whether you have a low interest rate on your current mortgage. Your lender can analyze the rates, closing costs, and your goals to help determine the best solution. Under the right circumstances, a second mortgage can help you cover important expenses that would be difficult to pay for upfront and allow you to repay the debt over a longer period of time. Regardless of which product you choose, remember that your home will be the security or collateral for the loan or credit line. Remember that a cash-out refinance, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit can be a valuable tool to help you reach your financial goals.
You can find additional resources, including articles, checklists, calculators, and more online at www.regions.com/next step. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This information is general educational or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.